he'd have to say something. That's the trouble with phones. He'd much rather just listen to her. If only she might read something to him the way he used to read to her when they were still living together. The way he would read to her when she was away on business and couldn't get to sleep in hotel rooms. But that was exactly what would call for some explaining, and explanations were something he balked at. He took out his phone and began flicking through his downloaded audiobooks, if only for the company of somebody's voice, but soon realized he'd got himself in a muddle again. He moved up into top gear and switched to cruise control. His headlights dissolved the blocks of darkness, and he sailed on inside his mobile capsule, disturbed only now and again by another car. He gradually drifted into motorway mooning, a kind of slipshod hypnosis. Between Olomouc and Ostrava, he tried to piece together the names and surnames of all his classmates at primary school. Dana Hanchikovska, Michal Kromi, Alina... What was it? Between Ostrava and Katowice, he tried to recall all the trainers he'd worn as a teenager. Sometime at around 15, he'd used the money from his first summer job to buy some Pumas, ring trainers.